South Africans will vote tomorrow in the third multiracial elections in the country's history. The ruling African National Congress is expected to win a wide majority in parliament, and polls show President Thabo Mbeki coasting to re-election. 10 years ago, South Africa didn't appear so stable. During the run-up to South Africa's first democratic elections, thousands of people were killed in political clashes. There's been some political violence this year, but it's been limited. One ANC official declared proudly that South Africa is growing into a boring democracy. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
In 1994, fighting between supporters of the Xhosa-dominated ANC and the predominantly Zulu and Inkatha Freedom Party claimed almost 20,000 lives. This year, police and soldiers have been deployed to the Inkatha Freedom Party's heartland of KwaZulu-Natal after several activists were killed in recent weeks. But political violence in South Africa has been minimal compared to its volatile past.
We'll never come back to what we had in pre-1994. We've definitely gone past that.
Rama Naidu is the head of the KwaZulu-Natal Democracy and Elections Forum, a nonpartisan group that's deploying election monitors throughout the province. Only a decade ago, there was fighting and killing in the streets here prior to the 1994 elections, and there was renewed violence in 1999. Naidu says there's still concern that this election could turn violent.
The concerns have come from the political parties about areas that they would be scared to go into in terms of no-go areas. Areas where they think that their party agents would feel threatened or intimidated. And we're trying to respond to that so that parties feel that the election is in fact free and fair.
South Africa is the continent's largest economy. What happens here politically, economically, and socially reverberates throughout Africa. ANC officials are using the election to tout their achievements over the last decade. They say that since 1994, they've brought electricity and clean water to millions of South Africans and built 1.6 million new houses. They've slashed South Africa's budget deficit and gotten inflation to its lowest level in almost 50 years. The ANC campaign slogan, however, of "Create Work, Fight Poverty, Vote ANC," illustrates the main challenges still facing the country. Economic power remains in white hands, jobs remain scarce, and the vast majority of South Africans remain in poverty. At a political rally in Johannesburg, President Mbeki says South Africans come to him with a litany of problems.
And they say, "President, we have no houses." And say, "President, we don't have water." And say, "President, we want clinics. We want roads." The reason they are saying all of those things to the ANC is because they trust the ANC.
Some opponents of the party, however, say voter trust in the ANC is one of the country's biggest problems. South Africans, they say, can't distinguish between what the ANC was as a liberation movement and what the ANC has become as a political party. The ANC promised jobs, land, and electricity during the 1999 elections, and while it's made progress on electricity, land reform is far behind schedule, and unemployment has risen from 31% to 40%. For years, HIV rates skyrocketed as Mbeki's administration refused to address the issue head-on. F.W. de Klerk, the white former president who won the Nobel Peace Prize for ceding power to the black majority, says the ANC promised voters the world, but has only delivered crumbs. Speaking to a group of foreign reporters, de Klerk says for many black South Africans, very little has changed in the last decade.
The same people still own the big houses. They still hold down the best jobs. They still drive the fancy cars that speed unseen past the black informal settlements that line our first world highways.
De Klerk credits the ANC with presiding over a relatively peaceful transition from apartheid to black majority rule, but he cautions that the transformation to a new multiracial democracy is far from finished. He's worried that South Africans primarily vote along ethnic lines and that the dominance of the ANC is pushing the country towards a one-party state. De Klerk says the true test of the new South Africa will be the next 10 years. The coming decade will determine whether South Africa slides, in his words, into the backwaters of African marginalization, or whether it becomes a prosperous first-world democracy on the southern tip of the continent. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.